Mini episode 1724 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1724 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the drama The Shield on Hulu. Here's our top five things to know about this program. Number five, The Shield is one of the most legendary police shows in history, one that works on an exciting adrenaline level with the hotshot strike team hitting the mean streets of LA, and on a storytelling level with explorations of corruption, high-level office politics, and betrayal within a brotherhood. Vic Mackey is the ringleader of the strike force, hiding in plain sight as a corrupt cop as he persuades his superiors that he's just bluffing as dirty and working undercover in that role on the streets. The swashbuckling strike force alpha males are the superstars at their police branch, a converted church known as the Farm. Meanwhile, the hard-working, straight-laced, odd couple combo Dutch and Claudette are smart, skilled detectives solving difficult cases by the book. Station management, internal affairs, street gangs, the Armenian mob, the judicial system, and the feds round out an incredible fabric. Number four, Sean Ryan's creative vision is brought to life by an incredibly deep and talented cast. Michael Chiklis as Vic Mackey is justifiably celebrated for making the most of the role of a lifetime, and his chief sidekick Shane Ventrell is portrayed by arguably the best actor of his generation, Walton Goggins. But it goes way beyond that, with the likes of CCH Pounder as Claudette, the detective with ultimate gravitas, Kenny Johnson and David Reese Snell as the other strike force members, David Marciano as the most annoying guy in the office, and the smarmy captain-slash-politician Benito Martinez serving as just some of the standouts. Our favorite was the super underrated Jay Carnes as the nerdy, self-impressed genius Dutch, who is often at odds with the bullying alpha male Vic. Additionally, Glenn Close and Forrest Whitaker each guest starred for a season in spectacular fashion. Number three, it's the rare program that still feels fresh 20 years later and should feel that way well into the future. Like the show that it's often compared to in terms of shining a light on the same subjects, The Wire, The Shield meets this standard. From the hopelessness found too often in urban America to drugs, homosexuality, police corruption, and racial friction, the show feels perennially ripped from the headlines. Number two, while exciting, the hyper-realistic nature of the show can be bleak. Bad things happen to bad people, but also to good people on this show. It's hard to fathom how some of these characters keep persevering day to day. Number one, The Shield is one of the most inventive and daring shows in TV history, with a world that keeps you questioning what you think you know about these characters to an increasing degree as the series develops. It helped to put the FX network on the map in the 2000s, and it resonates in its greatness even today and beyond. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.